Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
Alice is going to talk to us about a couple of movies that are available online, and then if we have time, we're going to talk about the chart, box office chart, such as it is, and maybe give you some other ideas there as well. But one that you like that is new, I say you like, we'll see, but one that is new on Netflix is called The Half of It. And the line there, promotional line is a different kind of love story.
Yes, it is. You can watch the whole thing and not quite realize that, that it is a familiar story because it is a Cyrano story.
Ah.
Cyrano de Bergerac brought to modern times, and it's all among teenagers, and the streaming services are full of teen stories, but most of them are pretty much kind of like B movies. But this one is superior. And it is written and directed by a lady I've met before named Alice Wu. And she had a really big hit about 15 years ago called About Face. And it's a romantic comedy done in the style, as I said, where someone is representing someone else. And it's this Asian-American girl who is named Ellie. And she is kind of the gifted, smart person at her school, and she writes papers for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So a boy talks her in, one of the football players talks her into writing letters, love letters, to this girl he has a crush on. And there's lots of fun events that happen because of it, and the characters are just delightful and very well realized for this kind of thing. Very interesting, and it's got a kind of a twist. It's got gay themes,
right?
But it's still the Cyrano story is in there.
One of the reviews says an endearing teen romance that handles sexual orientation with a light touch.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what she's done before. She's done this kind of, as I said before, this director.
So it's called The Half of It, and it's available on Netflix. We're talking with Alice Reese, and Alice is the movie reviewer for the Herald Banner. Now, another one, this is not a movie, but it's a new series on TNT, and it's based, however, on a movie called Snowpiercer from several years ago, but it's a science fiction thing with Jennifer Connelly. The new series.
The movie was directed by Bong Joon-ho, who is the guy who did Parasite, the Oscar-winning movie this year. And it was done in 2013. And it is a mind-blowing, far-out movie based on a comic book, a French comic book, no less, about survivors aboard a train which never stops, and it's taking place in a world that's all frozen. And I can understand how they can take this out and make it into a series because it is so complicated. The people that are on this train are the leader in the front and the poor people in the back, and there's a revolution that's going on and all kinds of things. And it's just, it's the kind of thing when you walked out of the theater, you went, well, what did I see?
But it's sort of an apocalyptic sort of story.
Yes, and you're drawn into it, even though it's completely far-fetched in many ways. It's just so well, the movie was so well done. So now they've turned it into this series, which is also quite well done.
Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer, yes.
And this is on regular cable, TNT?
Yeah, TNT.
So you'd have to pay for it, other than paying for your cable subscription.
Okay. You don't have to.
All right, well, good.
Jeff, go ahead.
We've got a minute or two left. The top box office, such as it is, and these are very low numbers. We're talking like in $100,000 and so on.
Yeah.
But the top box office right now, at the top movie in the box office, and almost all of this then would be on demand sort of viewing, is a movie called The Wretched. And then there's one called How to Build a Girl that is number two. And then number three is one called The Burnt Orange Heresy, which I would think would be very popular in College Station. But those are the top three. The Wretched, How to Build a Girl, and The Burnt Orange Heresy. Now you haven't seen any of those, right?
No. Well, they're pay-per-view. I'm too cheap. That's why I used to see the movies for free. Right. So anyway, it's just a really wild west out there now with the way the movies are counted and the number of views of movies, because you know there's a lot of it that if you have Netflix or Amazon Prime you can watch without paying for. So the ones that are paid for are in kind of another category, but those are movies. All three of those were supposed to be released on the big screen, and they were going to come out this spring. All of them were set for that, and so now they're being paid for by various streaming services, but that's not the kind of money that box offices are usually in millions.
Well, the
high millions.
Yeah, The Wretched last weekend, $100,000 is what I read.
That's
lunch money in the movie bits. That's a horror movie, The Wretched?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, Alice. Well, thanks for the tips, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Earl Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.